something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. This is a continuation of the message, A Time of Change.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 from verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He didn't say not any, he said not many. There are few, they're not many. Not many wise men after the flesh. Why? Because the wisdom of the flesh will not let them come in. Not many mighty, because by strength shall no man prevail. Not many noble are called. I'll read something to you in a moment. But God hath chosen. Everybody say chosen. 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 See, God has a choice. If God decides to make the youngest person in your family the greatest, you cannot challenge it. Man can only take away from you what man gives to you. What man didn't give you, he cannot take. He may try, but he can't. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised had God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me give you, share something with you. Some years ago, 1985, we were having a seminar, and it was organized for young people. And there was this minister who was invited to speak, and I was also invited to speak. We were there for the meeting, and on this first day of the meeting, he had the microphone to speak, and he talked and talked and talked. Beautiful talking. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. There is a difference between rise up by a man and rise up by God. The two are not the same. The same words, but the two are not the same. When he was through sharing, you see, it doesn't matter what you learn. I was listening. As I listened, I knew that something was missing. What was that thing that was missing? It's the same thing that is missing among many of God's children today. What is that thing? They think they control the Holy Spirit. They have not yielded themselves to the Holy Spirit. I wonder what happens in your cell meetings. I wonder what happens when you go out to witness to people. I wonder what happens when you're out there sharing the word of God. Is there power in what you're saying? Do you understand that the Bible tells us that when Peter spoke, there was an anointing? on that day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were pricked in their hearts and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The word was powerful. It produced results. There are different kinds. You know, sometimes we give an altar call, you know. I mean, this altar call is not written in Bible. Is it written in Bible, altar call? Is there a scripture that states that when you preach, people must come to the front first? Is anything like that? No, we do it to make it easier for administrative purposes so that we can find you and be able to follow you up. All right? But let me say this. The Bible tells us that those people were pricked in their hearts and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" The message got to them. Now, that doesn't mean that if someone hasn't received your message, that your word was powerless. All right? Otherwise, the whole world ought to have been born again when Paul preached. But that's not the way. But the point is, there is such an anointing of the Holy Spirit that even if a man refuses to believe you, he would know he had been somewhere. Praise God. He would know he had been somewhere. There can be power. There can be more power in your life. There can be a manifestation of the kingdom. The kingdom you say that you represent. There is a glory about the Christian life. It is not empty. What is your prayer life like? If you do not have the power of God manifested when you're in your closet, it will not be manifested when you're outside. Are you hearing me? If the power of God is not there when you're alone, it will not be there when you're out. But you have to make up your mind to relate more with the Holy Spirit. If you relate more with the Holy Spirit, He will work together with you. The Bible says they went everywhere preaching the word. The Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. He was there confirming the word. If God puts His word in your mouth, it will work. Can you say amen? Amen. Don't learn the word for telling it. Learn the word to live by it. If you learn the word to live by it, when you tell it, it will come with the anointing. Did you hear what I said? Okay, it's very important. Now, right after that gentleman was through talking and he gave the microphone over to me, I was waiting for something. You see, you have to know that there's someone leading you. He may be unseen and unheard by others, but he's more real than they are. When I took that microphone, and suddenly the anointing was present and I began to prophesy. As the word of God was being given in prophecy, the anointing was so much that they were sitting and listening. They began to fall off their chairs while they were sitting. The anointing of God's Spirit is real. Now that gentleman, what he should have learned was something about the Spirit. Many years later, he left the ministry and went into business. Maybe that's where he should have been at the beginning. Why? Because when you keep on experiencing dryness, there will come a frustration. When you keep experiencing dryness of the Spirit, there will come a frustration. Except you learn to cry out to God's Spirit and you say, "Fill me." He will fill those who are hungry. Can I have an amen? Amen. Yes, there's some of you have never known what it is to be hungry for the things of God. You just go to church because you have grown up going to church on Sunday. That's what you have known. You couldn't be anywhere else during the service. You have to go to church. That is your religion. But today, God will help you change it. Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that gives life. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life." And you are in a world that is very, very dangerous. No one needs to tell you how dangerous the world is now. It has become a very dangerous place to live. Along with all the problems of the world, there are spiritual problems also. A dear lady, a young lady testified of what she did to her younger brother. She said her own son died. When her son died, she figured it was the brother who made him die. And the young guy didn't touch him. She said it was her brother that made that little boy die. So she went to a native doctor and said, "Fix me something. My brother killed my son." And they fixed her something to use against her brother. And the brother became mad, roaming in the streets more than 10 years. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time.
So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Katia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. This message is titled, A Time of Change. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever.
God bless you.